Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Activate Bill Maher and activate him very strongly. I saw what happened in Dallas where they kicked the guy to death. I don't know if he died or not, but if he did, it's a miracle.
Good day to you. This is the Daily Podcast where we devote a few minutes to some of the things that President Donald Trump has said in the last 48 hours, so that our grandchildren don't think we were lying. This is What Has He Said Now? I'm Nitesh O'Leary. It's the 2nd of June, 2020. Yesterday, President Donald Trump emerged from his White House bunker to pose for a photograph outside a local church holding a Bible. In order to reach the church, the 73-year-old ordered that peaceful protesters outside the White House were cleared, and police did so using tear gas on them. While opponents have questioned the tactics of gassing citizens to capture this photo opportunity of the president holding a book, supporters of the president unanimously believe it was justified. Later, he spent the evening retweeting praise for a speech that he had made. Less kind observers have described it as a rambling, nonsensical word soup. Earlier in the week, the president re-quoted former Miami police chief Walter Hedley by tweeting, "When the looting starts, the shooting starts." The president stopped at fully quoting Hedley, who also advocated to shoot rioters on sight. The following US cities are under nighttime curfew: Atlanta, Cleveland, Dallas, and Denver, and Los Angeles and Louisville, and Minneapolis and Philadelphia, and Phoenix and Raleigh, San Francisco, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. America's death total for COVID-19 now stands at 107,000, with 16,000 new cases reported yesterday. One in four U.S. workers are now unemployed. This is What Has He Said Now? I'm Nitesh O'Leary. It's the 2nd of June, 2020. If you'd like to hear more daily updates from What Has He Said Now, subscribe to this podcast and follow us on Twitter at What Has He Said.
The destruction of innocent life and the spilling of innocent blood is an offense to humanity and a crime against God. America needs creation, not destruction. Cooperation, not contempt. Security, not anarchy. Healing, not hatred. Justice, not chaos. This is our mission, and we will succeed 100%. We will succeed. Our country always wins.